We want to hear from the cottage and from the village. Now, not the kids, obviously. But we want to hear from the head counselors. We want to hear what they have planned and in store. We want to hear what they'd like us to pray for them or with them about, and the concerns that they may have. And so I'm going to ask Sister Diane. Sister Diane is no stranger to the cottage, nor is Brother Peter a stranger to the village. They've done this before, but every year is a new challenge. Every year, new faces. Every year, God wants to continue that work. So I know Sister Diane and Brother Peter are not resting on their laurels. They're not resting on what they did last year or 10 years ago, but they're trusting the Lord for something fresh and something new, and I'm sure they have something prepared for the children that will stand them in good stead. So what will it be, Sister Diane, for the cottagers? Come.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm so thankful that I'm here again this year. I'm looking forward to a great time in the cottage, especially having such terrific counselors by my side, helping me every day, which is so great and such a blessing. This year, the cottagers are going on a roundup with Moses. We're rounding up the children of Israel, and we're going through the Exodus. And, oh, there's great stories in there about God's how his power and how they trusted him, all the children of Israel. But what I want to do is make them realize, the children know that that's not just a story back then that's really good about God and what he did with the children of Israel, but that's the same God for us today. He delivered them from slavery. We're delivered from sin through Jesus. God provided for them quail and manna. Jesus can provide for us too. They trusted God for everything, protection, the plagues. They were protected by from the plagues. Jesus protects us too. And so I want to make this comparison in a simple way so that they know that these stories in the Exodus is just a preliminary to life with Jesus today, and that they can trust him just as Moses and the children of Israel trusted God back then. It's the same God. He's the same God, not the same circumstances, different, but yet God is the same. And that's what I'm praying for, that the children will understand this and go home then in whatever it is, 12 days, knowing that Jesus is just the same today as he was at God's side in the Exodus.
Amen. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Oh, may change, but Jesus never.
So good to see you tonight. Looking forward to this coming camp season. And I have to say that this couldn't be possible if I didn't have the group of counselors that I have. I love these guys. I know these guys from when they were little. And some of them are not little anymore. They're tall, strapping men, but it's so nice to see them grow up and to grow in the faith and to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here we are together, and we are in a new camp season. And as my wife just said, it's a different time, it's a different place. Well, not a different place, but it's a different time. Every year, it's a little bit different. The faces sometimes change. Some come in that are new. Some that were here for a while are gone. But the mission is the same. I was thinking about What Jesus said, his last words, these have been impressed on me for many, 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 many years. But when you see someone and you say a final goodbye, those are important goodbyes, aren't they? They're important. The disciples went through that too, and we read about that in Matthew 28. And usually, we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. When he has something to say, and it's the final thing he said, it's probably pretty important. And so, let me get to that, to what that is in just a second. I know you know, but I do want to say that our lessons are going to be taken from the book of John. We're looking at the seven I ams, the seven times that Jesus said, who am I? He told people who he was. And so we're going to go through those. And it's, of course, it's the bread, right? It's the light. It's there's seven of them, and you can go through them all on your own. So the lessons revolve around who Jesus is, and we have campers coming up who's many of them know who Jesus is, but we are not sure. We never really know that if everyone coming is saved and has a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we want to take part of that. We want to take the Lord at his word when he says, go therefore, at the end of Matthew. Go therefore. I should preface it by saying what the whole thing, the whole expression, all authority on heaven in heaven and on earth is given to me. Go therefore. So it's not us that are really doing that much of the heavy lifting. It's because all power and authority is given to the Lord Jesus. And that's something we can rest in. This afternoon in our prayer time, one of the counselors prayed out, Lord, thank you that you use imperfect people to accomplish your work. And that it instantly set me at ease. Oh, there's more people like me in this gathering. And so, yes, we are imperfect people. But God wants to use us. God has a call on each of our lives. It really stuck with me for so many years now that Pastor Ernie, hopefully, is going to be up here for the next 30 years, Brother Ernie, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. and come up here. And as long as I'm able to, I want to be next to him, to stand next to my brother. But you know, it's not Brother Ernie it's not his job to save anyone. The saving is done by the Lord Jesus Christ, and we all take a part in that. And we need to really embrace that. I think the world needs young men and young women who are on fire for the Lord and are a light where they are. And so we're going to take a look at all of these things with the idea, two purposes in mind. The first purpose is to go through those details, and as my wife said earlier, we have some young kids and some kids that are already in high school. So we span a big age group from 9 to 14. Typically, in a school, you would not put those ages together. Maybe back in the old red brick schoolhouse days, which predates me, but in the last millennium, maybe they did that. But we're all together, and so we want to reach those young children who don't maybe fully understand who Jesus said he is and how that applies to their lives. But at the same time, we want to take what Jesus said about the I ams, who I am, and say, well, how do we share that then to the lost? How do we share that to those that are out there that don't know the gospel? They're looking, if they don't know the gospel, and we hear about this more and more, there used to be Bible literacy years ago. If you watch the Jeopardy show, our family's somehow made a habit over that in the last 10 years or so. Every once in a while, a category pops up, and it's usually our favorite categories. We usually do better than those, than some of the others. But Bible literacy is down. People don't know the old stories. They don't know what Western civilization is built on and what its roots are and where that comes from. So we lose all of that, and generally speaking, in the population. But we need to recapture that, not from a secular standpoint, but we need real men and women who are changed by the Word of God and that live in a world today that needs it more than ever before. And so that's our prayer, that the Lord will take his word and multiply it. We are his imperfect messengers, so we need your prayers. Please pray for us that we would do an adequate job, that we would please the Lord in drawing these young souls to him. And then we pray that the Lord will put light a fire in their hearts to send that word out to the lost. They need it. We need, so again, I grew up with Brother Ernie, and I remember many others that I enjoy growing up with, but you know what? That has to, every generation needs that. Every generation needs that. And so we're looking for the new, the young generation to pick that up and to carry that forward. And so a little later, we're going to sing, the counselors are going to sing, "May the mind of Christ my Savior live in me from day to day, by his love and power controlling all that I do and say." There are six verses. You can kind of follow along if you want to. It's number 7-3 when we get to it, when Brother Ernie decides we should sing that. But that last one is, "May his beauty rest upon me as I seek the lost to win. I want them saved. I want them saved. I know you do too. And may they forget the channel." They can forget this imperfect channel, but seeing only him. So that's my prayer. May Jesus fill us as counselors and empower us through him. It doesn't matter. We don't need any kind of fame or accolades or anything like that. We just want to serve, and we just want God to be glorified and to be lifted up and to break through in the ways that only he can. Amen. Okay. Counselors, let's sing. There's room in front.
May the mind of Christ my Savior live in me from day to day, by his love and power controlling all I do and say. May the word of God dwell richly in my heart from hour to hour, so that all may see I triumph only through his power. May the peace of God my Father rule my life in everything, that I may become to comfort sick and sorrowing. May the love of Jesus fill me as the waters fill the sea. Him exalting, self abasing, this is
that your beauty would rest upon these men. We thank you for them. We thank you for every one of them, for Brother Peter, for those that work with him. And Lord, we pray that the beauty of Christ would rest upon them, that the young men that come that are in their charge during these weeks would see Jesus in them, forgetting about the counselor, but remembering Jesus. May his fragrance linger throughout not only the camp period, but Lord, as they return back to their homes, may they all be saved. We join in faith with the counselors, with Brother Peter, and pray, Lord, for salvation for every camper, Lord, may they know you as the light, the good shepherd, the door, the way, the truth, and the life. May they know you, dear Lord. May they really know you, not just know the seven I Ams, but Lord, help them to bring them to Jesus. And may they know you in an intimate, personal way. May they leave camp with a relationship with Jesus Christ, having met him. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless the counselors day by day as this song is fleshed out in their lives and through their lives, that you will use them for your honor and for your glory. We remember the cottage counselors also. We thank you for the Exodus. And we pray, Lord, that as the children learn about coming out of the house of bondage, being let out because the blood has been shed and the way has been made possible for them to be free, we pray, Lord, that they'll understand, that they'll get it. Make the message clear and plain, oh, Lord Jesus, to these little hearts. The Holy Spirit can do that. You can take these simple truths, Lord, and apply it to their hearts and make them to understand. And so we pray, Lord, that you will save the cottagers, every one of them. Bless throughout these coming weeks. Fill with your Spirit. Deepen the works that you've begun. And be glorified in and through the children's end of camp. We thank you for each servant of yours, each handmaiden of yours, and we pray your rich blessing upon them that you will pour in so that they have the wherewithal to give out. And out of their lives, may Jesus shine. We pray it in your precious name and for your honor and for your glory. Amen. Amen. Christ liveth in me, Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. It's in these white books. We can sing it together. If you'd like to stand together as we sing, I'll find the number for you in a second. Number 91. Number 91. we sing that last verse, I'm going to ask if you're not on staff, if you're not on staff, if you would take your seat. If you're not on staff right now, I mean, this third period. And if you're a counselor, you can also take your seat. Now, the rest of you, this is it. This is the staff. They do everything. Everything that needs to be done is done by the people that you see standing here. And we want to pray for them. Because just as the counselors want to be conduits, they want Jesus to be seen in them. They want the mind of Christ, their Savior, to be in them. So do we. So do all the rest of the staff. And, you know, they're going to try, and they're wanting to, and they're praying that God will help them to win souls. But the interesting thing about it is it might be Brother Peter's lessons or whoever's teaching the lessons. It might be Sister Diane's teaching the cottagers. But it might be the way that you serve the ice cream in the boathouse. Now, you don't think that's true? It is. It's quite possible it could be the way they see you walking down the block, or the way they see you throw the potatoes on the table. It may be literally. Maybe that wouldn't be so good. You can serve potatoes as if you were serving them to Christ. You can throw the garbage and go to the dumps in the dump truck or whatever truck they use to bring the garbage to the dumps. You can go to the dumps and dump the garbage as if you were serving Christ. Because that's what the Bible says. And the Bible says, whatever we do heartily as unto the Lord. Not only when the head counselors or when the head waitress or when the head groundsman or when the head, whoever the head is, when Brother Paul sees, but even when they don't see. Because we're not serving to be seen, because he always sees, and we're serving Christ. And so it really is important that Christ lives in me and that he shines from my life to others, and that others see Christ in me. Because you never know who shows up at camp. You never know where they've come from. You never know how long it's been since they've been following the Lord, and they came when they were a child at Pilgrim Camp, and they haven't followed the Lord for the last 27 years, but they were in the Adirondacks, and so they stopped by just to walk through and to remember old times, and they'll see you. And the way that you greet them, and the way that you reach out to them, and the way that you show them the love of Christ, not by a sermon or a prayer, but just showing them the love of Christ that's in you, radiating from you, that might be what draws them, what sows the seed, what waters the seed, what plants the seed. Yes, Lord. And it's all to the glory of God as he gives the increase. And so we want to pray for the staff. If the rest of you, the counselors and the guests that are here, could we join together in prayer for the rest of the staff, that God would bless them and use them, whatever jobs they have. There's no menial job in serving Jesus Christ. There's no big shot job in serving Jesus Christ. We're all servants, handmaidens of Jesus, and what a privilege that is. And so let's ask for his help. Oh Lord, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Lord, we need your physical strength. Lord, we pray that you will impart strength for our bodies. Day by day, as we serve you here at camp, We pray for those in the office, Lord. Strengthen with might by your Spirit. That Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, quicken their mortal bodies. Lord, we pray for Brother Paul. We pray that you will strengthen him, O Lord. Day by day, give him the help that he needs, physically in his body. Quicken him, Lord. You're able to lay your healing hand upon him, Lord, and make him well and strong. And we pray, Lord, that your life would flow into our Brother Paul, even this night, dear Lord. We need you. Dear Lord, we're trusting you to give our brother a sound body to serve you with for the glory of God. Help Sister Elsie. Bless her, Lord. We thank you for keeping her and for all you've done for her and the strength that you've given her. And we pray that you'll continue to give her strength day by day. So shall her strength be. Lord, we pray that you'll grant the help that Sister Elsie is looking to you for and needs in her body. Bless Sister Min. Bless all the others that are in the office. Bless Brother Tom and Sister Mary, the groundsmen, oh God. Bless them. Help them as they labor, as they work. Lord, we pray that you'll give them the grace they need and the strength that they need in their body. The same for the head waitress and the waitressing staff and the groundsmen. Oh, God, just bless the entire camp, the boathouse. Lord, the cook, give the cook the help that he needs and the staff in the kitchen as they work tirelessly, Lord, in preparing the meals. Help them, oh, God, with invigorated strength from the hand of God and the mercy seat of God. And, Lord, we all need spiritual strength. We all need the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which you shed on us abundantly through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we need it day by day. Day by day, we need a fresh supply. Day by day, we need a fresh anointing. Holy Spirit, have your way with us. And we pray that, Lord, throughout the time that we have to spend here at camp, that not only will we receive, but may we be conduits of the blessing of God. And dear Lord, help us to touch lives of other guests, of other campers, of other staff members, whoever it might be, old or young. Help us, O Lord, to be all that you want us to be. In Jesus, may you indeed be glorified in every one of us. O Lord, take us as we are and make us what you want us to be, in body, in soul, and in spirit, no matter what it cost. For Jesus' sake we pray, and we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Let's sing that last stanza together.
With longing heart, my heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.